No, it's not work out and family sleep in a kind of place like a hospital. I thought, well, because I was in my own house and, you know, I'd take a bed and everything, and I had a sister who was looking after me. And I remember waking up here and I was like a kind of ward place in the hospital. But very nice and very clean and everything seems so fresh and airy. And everyone seemed to be so efficient and quiet and peace, and the sun, whatever it was, at least I thought it was the sun then, was shining through the windows now, and everywhere around was pretty and clean, and little pictures hanging on the walls, and somehow it seemed like a very special kind of hospital. And I thought, well, this is strange. And then a very sweet woman came to me and said, you know, she said, you just have to rest a little while and then you'll soon be all right. Once you sort of sort yourself out and get to know things, and your people will be coming in to see you in a wee while. I thought, this is strange. I'm not sure I was at home in long days, and here I am in the hospital, so I must have been unconscious and I must have brought me into hospital. I did not think at first what I'll see. And then I could see, after a wee while, on the stools lying around, and there was a sweet little lass next to me in the bed, a little blonde child, pretty child she was, and she was sitting up there, and she was chatting away, and then she showed me one or two things that she had, a dolly, and some books and things, and she said, isn't it nice being here because I'm so happy? I said, aye, it's very nice, but what's wrong with you? She said, oh, I've got diphtheria. I said, well, you don't look like it if you've got your tea that was fresh as a daisy, and your cheeks and everything are bright and cheerful, you know. I could not think there's anything wrong with a wee lassie. And I said, well, how long have you been here? She said, well, we've just come. She said, I'm very happy, though. I said, I just be there. Anyway, then I saw my sister coming towards me, and I was so surprised, as you know. I had a sister, and she died very young, when I was about 12, because of Keith. I thought, this is strange. Keith, not here. Keith, dead. And there she was, and she came to me, and she got a very sweet bunch of flowers in her arms. A beautiful flowers. They were fish flowers with a dew on. And she said, here, but she leaves them, we're so glad that you've come. And she said, Mother's coming soon. And I said, Pa, I said, no. I said, there's no book at all. I said, many kids, how are you getting in here? You know, you're no here. You're dead. She said, oh, somebody's living. She says, I'm dead already. I said, so are you? I said, what you mean I'm dead? She says, you're dead. I said, no, it's not possible. I said, I'm very much alive. I'm in hospital. But how did she get in? She said, I see you come through the door. She said, no, I don't know, somebody come through the door, because they're all dead that are here. I said, I don't get this at all. And the wee little one, she sat looking at me in the next day. She says, aye. She says, is that right? Are we dead? And the lady, she said, is she really dead too? So I said, well, she's my sister, and she's dead. And if she's dead, then we must be dead, but we're alive. I said, I don't understand this. So my sister said, we've come to fetch you. I said, what you mean, fetch me? You had to get permission from the hospital for me to do the bed. But I must say, I feel so well. I never felt so good in my life. She said, of course you're all right. There's nothing wrong with you at all. Only in your mind. Get out of your mind. You're no safe. Anyway, she says, I see the lady that's in charge of this ward. Anyway, after a while, there's a confab went on between them. And I was allowed to get up. And I said, well, what about my clothes? Oh, my sister now, she says, no, well, what about those? You've got mum. I said, what do you mean I've got mum? And I looked at myself and there I was, I was great. I could not get this at all because I did not remember putting any clothes on. And I did not remember bringing any clothes. And then I was standing beside the bed in a beautiful gown. It was a pale blue and long with a sash and lots of little lace things around the neck. I thought, well, I said, no, I don't understand this at all. And my hair was all combed and nice. And my sister laughed and she said, that's all right, I helped you to dress, but you didn't know that. She said, I have to do your hair too, by my thought. I said, I have to do that. I said, do you think I'll be able to do things by myself? So she said, yes, of course you will. Take a little time to get accustomed to it. But once you realize that by your thoughts you can achieve all the things that you want to do, I said, I don't understand. She said, that's all right. You remember when I was a wee lassie and I used to strum on the piano and I always wanted to play and I used to get bad tempered and stamp and all the rest of it because my fingers wouldn't do the right things. She said, well, I can play beautifully and I do it now by concentration and because I want to do it and because the power makes it possible for me to do it. I said, do you feel that? No. She said, she says, that's so. Anyway, she says, come. She says, we'll go now. We're going to see Mama and the others. I said, but I thought you said Mama was coming. So she says, she'll probably be downstairs. I thought, well, I don't understand. It all seems so strange. We went down a beautiful staircase. And it was set in a little bead of marble. It was beautiful. And there were all sorts of interesting people walking about. And all the things were fit and well and helpful. And everywhere there seemed to be, I don't know, as if the whole place had been so well cared for. It was so clean.
Oh,
man, they're not interesting. Aye, and we went down the steps and out this sort of portico, or whatever you call it, down some hot steps into a beautiful garden. And it was as if, I don't know, I've never been to these posh places, but I never was able to do that sort of thing, you know. But I'm told it's not unlike you see in France in some of these beautiful gardens that they have the fountain scene. And there are all sorts of people, children too, running and playing. And there were grown-ups, of course. Everyone seemed to be sitting well. And then I thought, how odd. None of these people seem out of place, and yet I feel so out of place. I suppose we've been here a long time, I said to my sister. She said, no, only just the last few days as you've done time, and they're just becoming acclimatized to everything, and they're waiting for their friends, they're waiting for their relations. This is what we call the reception phase, where people come quite often, not all, but quite a lot of people, until they're sort of acclimatized to the new conditions of life and their friends begin to arrive and then they come and eventually they go away. Usually they go to live with their wife or their husband or perhaps their mother and father if they want to marry. And these the people that they love most. They are the ones that invariably wait in the garden and wait for them to come out because then they know that they will waken. Of course, usually someone like myself and Lucky goes in to break the ice, as you might say, you know. Oh, it's very wonderful. You know, no one needs their dying because it's the most wonderful thing. It's the most exciting thing that could ever happen to anyone. No one need ever worry about it. Everything here is so real, so natural. Everyone is so, I don't know, full of love. And there's no hatred, no sort of intolerance. No one's of patience. Especially with those who are new and fresh. And everyone wants to help. Just a wonderful way of life. Eventually I did. Yes, and eventually I went to live with my mother. And eventually after that, my husband.